Business sentiment among small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, improved nationally in August, according to the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses, CFIB, Business Barometer. The long-term, 12-month index rose 1.3 points to 56.8, while the short-term, 3-month index advanced 4.7 points to 51.8, both above the neutral benchmark of 50 points. The long-term index reached its highest level in 2 years, but is still 5 points shy of the historical average. The general state of business health reported by most SMEs was satisfactory, as factors such as insufficient domestic and foreign demand and labor shortages weighed on sales growth. Optimism about business conditions was strongest in the arts and recreation sector, while agriculture, retail, and construction sectors displayed the lowest levels of business confidence. Results were consistent with a recent Canadian survey of business conditions, which found inflation, high interest rates, costs of inputs and worker recruitment to be the most challenging obstacles for businesses, especially in agriculture and retail. That said, these cost-related obstacles have been easing, leading to improving sentiment, a trend seen since the fourth quarter of 2023. But BC is one of the few provinces to see falling long-term optimism. Its index fell by 1.3 points to 55.6 in August. The 3-month index also declined, down 2.2 points to 50.5. Although both indices are above the neutral benchmark, long-term optimism has declined for 2 consecutive months and is consistent with that seen in a weak economy. Like the previous month, a third of BC SMEs considered themselves to be in a good state of business health and reported that full-time staffing plans remained relatively unchanged. Insufficient demand and shortages of skilled and unskilled labor were the top constraints to sales or production growth for businesses in the province. Limited working capital and physical space also limited sales growth. In alignment with soft business sentiment, BC employers reported a net decline in payroll positions in June, following an increase in May. According to the latest survey of employers, payroll and hours, June's results saw a modest decrease of 2,925 positions, down 0.1%, bringing total payrolls down to 2.56 million positions. Goods-producing industries added 996 positions, while services payrolls led the overall decline, with 4,556 fewer positions, down 0.2%. BC's job vacancy rate edged down to 3.6% in June, with 5,695 fewer vacancies reported, bringing total vacancies down to 89,475 positions. The job vacancy rate has remained low since the second half of 2023, reflecting limited supplies of new job openings due to economic uncertainties. The province's manufacturing sector managed to maintain the lowest level of payroll positions seen since the end of 2020. Broad declines in payroll numbers were seen among services-producing industries in June, except in educational services, which added 1,320 positions. A notable decrease was reported in accommodation and food services, 2,060 fewer positions, down 0.9%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.